Hey everyone, welcome to radio.dominican.edu. This is Music Central with DJ King and Will. What up, Will?
How you doing, Johnny?
I'm doing pretty good. We're back here online on radio.dominican.edu. Unfortunately, we weren't here last week, but we saved something very special for you guys. So hopefully you'll like that. Tonight we have a nice fruitful show for you guys. Tonight we're going to be playing some live album hits and going to be talking about some album covers, the best ones and the worst ones and all that other good stuff here. Tonight we're going to be playing The Doors, Queen, Nirvana, and more, so definitely tune in for that on radio.dominican.edu. We're going to play some Doors right now for you guys. This is radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. We'll be right back.
New Aerosmith album is due in 3 months, band confirms. The lead singer Steven Tyler says they will not let you down. So new Aerosmith album coming out if you're a big Aerosmith fan. Another piece of news we have today is that Aerosmith will be doing a global warming tour, kicking off on June 16 in Minneapolis. If you're anywhere near the area, just go get your Aerosmith tickets. But if you're not from there, hopefully they'll be coming around here on the Bay Area. Will I see them? Probably not, but good thing for those fans. A new Regina Spektor single just came out called Don't Leave Me. Her new album is coming out on May 29th. And it's a single from that album. All right, more after this.
Hey guys, you know how all of the all-star athletes have really cool nicknames? Well, I think we need some for the tailgate.
I took the liberty to think of a couple.
Wait. Hunter, I have a better idea. Let's bring in the Boston Three Party. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen.
We got a call. The Parquet Posse.
Okay, no, that's dumb right off the bat.
The Three Basketeers.
Basketeers? Hunter can't play basketball. He's 5'4".
Here, just go with this. The Big Three. It's clean.
See, all right. I like that. See, this man's big. Professional. Thank you, man.
The Tailgate, Tuesday nights, 8 to 10, only on radio.dominican.edu and simulcast on Ustream. The best damn tailgate you've ever had.
This is your girl, DJ Lucky, and I am taking over Loose Lips. So if you just can't get enough of celebrity gossip or your man cheated and you want to argue about it, tune in to the jaw-dropping and ball-busting Loose Lips where I discuss gossip, sex, and love. Wednesdays from 9 to 10 on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, we are back here on radio.dominican.edu. Those two songs that you just listened to was Break On Through Live, The Doors, and Strutter by Kiss live off their Alive album from 1975. All right, so today we're going to be talking about some of the greatest album covers that have been available throughout the entire future of music. And what I think personally about these album covers, especially the ones from the 60s and 70s, and even some of the ones from today, is that it really reflects the music, and it gives me a sort of image to think of while I'm listening to the album. What do you think, Will?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes hand in hand with how amazing and influential the album is.
Yeah, well, see, a good thing, a good example would be the Beatle covers.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They have their faces on them, all of them.
Right.
And the good thing about that is that I can picture... I have those faces and I can put it to the music and I go, oh, you know, so this is what they look like when they made this album, or this is what they look like when they made that one, or, you know, this and that, you know, their hair got long here and, you know, all that good stuff right there.
Yeah.
But okay, so here we go. So I, okay, Will.
You took the liberty of putting them all on this nice computer here.
Oh yeah. Okay. So here we have, I have here my iTunes open, and I know you guys can't see, but we'll try to explain this as much as possible.
Oh,
I
but
have,
if you could.
I have here some of the, some albums that I have right here. And so we're going to go, what's the good thing about my iTunes, what I have here is that I have it in order of year. So the first album we, you know, I have is Sinatra, and the last one is probably the, you know, the White Stripes or something like
yeah.
that. All right, so if we go down here, you know, we can look at some of the most influential album covers. I think one of my favorite ones has to be the Kind of Blue one by Miles Davis.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, see, okay, so this one, what we have here is you have Miles right here playing the trumpet.
Right.
And what's good about this album cover is exactly what I said about the Beatles, is that we have a picture. And what really happened mostly right here before... you know, the mid-60s, when their faces weren't as prominent.
Right.
You have here this theme of faces. I mean, just look at
yeah.
here. Look, okay, so we have here Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
Right here, you know, doing his little
doing the old guitar stance with the guitar out and bending over, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
about
yeah.
to put his leg up and start scooting back out.
I think that's his most popular picture, or the most famous one he has.
Yeah.
And then we got here Blue Train by John Coltrane. John Coltrane. We have Kind of Blue, Miles Davis. Giant Steps, John Coltrane. All of these covers have one thing in common, is that they show their faces.
Right.
And I think that is easy advertising right there.
It is. You know, you get to, it's the face that kind of like you have to connect the face to the music, and that's what they want to really do.
And look at over here. So we have here two jazz covers. We have John Coltrane and Miles Davis. And what are they doing in both those covers?
Well, they're both playing sax, but I'm sorry.
An instrument.
An instrument of some sort. Two different. But I feel, you know, Kind of Blue definitely kind of goes along with
the, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With the jazzy, sort of bluesy theme. And you can definitely tell. Same with Blue Train by John Coltrane.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's like, you two kind of like melancholy-ish. Like,
I made
up a word there.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks laid back.
Cool, laid back.
If I was like a white kid in like the, you know, the 50s or 60s, just like roaming around a record store, I'd be like, my parents wouldn't want me to have this.
Yeah.
And then I'd get it, yeah.
Oh, it's 50 cents. That's a little expensive.
Whoa.
Yeah, but it definitely has a, you know, a cool theme. But if we move down here to the 60s, back then, and of course we call the Beatles and Bob Dylan and the Kinks and all these other, and the Beach Boys. Well, they don't even have. We call them rock these days, but back then it was pop.
Yeah.
It was their
pop.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we can see here in these album covers is that pop records have their faces, but they seem more posed rather than just look at this. So as we mentioned before, Miles Davis and John Coltrane in both their album covers, and mind you that these are Kind of Blue and Giant Steps are their most popular albums. They're amazing albums.
Right.
And they're playing an instrument. But with these pop albums, we have here the Beatles posing,
right.
You know?
Right.
And it sort of has like, it's different. And you can even draw to the album covers of today. Some of the pop records we have today are artists posing.
Right.
You know, just like doing a
little. It's weird to think that the Beach Boys, Sounds of Summer, didn't have them, because those are all like fairly good looking guys, and like it's a really pop record. And
you think
that like they would have, but there's none of their faces on that album cover, so that's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. But here's a Beach Boys record. We can zoom in right here. So here we have, here's one, Pet Sounds.
Of course.
Still, posing.
Yeah.
None of them are playing. See, none are playing. So,
They're playing with pets.
Playing with pets.
Playing with goats and stuff.
Those are where their instruments, actually.
That makes a lot of sense.
That makes so much sense. That's why their
sound was so different.
No wonder they use their voices more than their instruments. Wouldn't it be nice? Oink, oink.
Everyone in the audience is like, I didn't know that they used...
Use pigs and sheep. And but, okay, so since we're talking about the 60s, we can run down these covers. So one of my personal favorites is the Rubber Soul one. I gotta love this cover. I mean, we got the four boys right here. This is 1965.
Yeah.
The music is...
It's kind of like looking up at them like they have power over you. Like.
Yeah.
Well, looking down on you.
Yeah. I mean, look at their first cover. Their first album, they're like, you know, all jolly. Oh, we got our first record. But here, of course, this is at their height.
Yeah.
Definitely.
John is just like, yeah.
I know.
He's like, I know.
I know.
Calm down, ladies. Calm down.
Definitely. Gotta love Rubber Soul. Gotta love Highway 61 Revisited. That's a good one. That one was actually taken in New York in front of his house, I think.
Was it?
Yeah. We got here Bobby right here in front of his house.
Bobby.
Okay, so we're scrolling down. Now we're on 66, 67.
I like the Yardbirds right there. That's a cool album.
Oh, yeah. Here, yeah. Got the Yardbirds in there. Pet Sounds, another great album cover. Yeah. Revolver by the Beatles has a very interesting...
A little different.
It's a little different. We have...
It's like a White Stripes album. Like, it's just something you would see today. I don't know why. But
they were very ahead of their time, definitely.
They were.
So we have here the four guys. They're drawn, and surrounding them are different pictures of them. And what the Beatles did is that they wanted a cover of them what they did is that they sat down, like, because they were in the news by all the time by 1966.
Oh, yeah.
So they cut out pictures of them on the news, pasted it, had the guy draw them, and then that's how you got the album cover, which is a great picture.
That's a very creative idea.
And like I said, what's amazing about these covers is that they give you an image, and also is that the images themselves are incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at this. Look at Blonde on Blonde by Bob Dylan.
I was about to say, that's a very, like... That's just him staring at the camera.
That's just him, and it sold millions. There's no print on...
Is it Bob that made the album, or is it like the music that made the album? Is it the name, or is it the, you know, the...
Yeah, that kind of goes back to our discussion on Paul McCartney the other day, right?
Yeah.
Is the face or the music?
Yeah.
But definitely by 66, Bob had his stuff together, and...
He had his stuff together, yeah.
And he was making some of the greatest songs ever made. All right, so we skip. Okay, so this is great. So we see by 1967 we have a splash of color.
That is.
We got Pepper. We got a
I
Cream.
I wonder what
album.
Happened.
Yeah.
I wonder what exploded on the scene for them to be seeing all these colors. Like
we got Jimmy coming out.
We got him everywhere. Look at all that.
We got
purple.
Jefferson Airplane sporting the pink. I mean, we got the Pink Floyd's first album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. Just absolutely an incredible color. And
explosive.
You know what?
Explosive.
Because the summer of love, baby.
Because the summer of love.
The summer of loving.
They just really liked colors back then.
Oh,
that's
I
all
wonder
it was.
Why. I wonder why.
I wonder why. They were all just like,
it had nothing to do with acid, of course.
No, of course not.
Definitely not.
No.
But we have reached my favorite cover, and that has to be Sgt. Pepper.
Yeah, you were mentioning that earlier. You were in awe. And that is... That's the poster of, even if you don't listen to the Beatles, you have that poster and like, who is these guys? I really like this photo. Like,
Yeah.
It's a great photo alone, and aside from like also the album, like, so.
Oh, beautiful, great album, amazing cover. And also, I have to say, were TVs still in black and white in the 60s?
In the 60s?
Because that's probably why there was such...
Well, let me
beautiful.
Think back to when I was
back a little boy
back
in
those days. Yeah, let me think here.
Will is actually a 60-year-old right now.
I am 65. Not many people know that.
But, okay, well, whether or not they were black and white or not, okay, if they were, you can see why these...
It started to get to color.
It
started to get to color in the 60s.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But still, it's just such... Amazing album covers. I mean, Axis Bold as Love, you have the Indian artwork.
Yeah, because we've all seen like live performances of these bands, and they're in color, so yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Okay,
yeah.
All right, so good thing we cleared this up. Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. This is the Velvet Underground.
That's a
Andy
classic.
Warhol's submission.
Yeah.
Great. And if you don't know, it's just a banana.
It's just a banana.
But
that's all it is. A
it's
nicely
just one
shaded
thing,
banana.
One thing that just really attracts me to that cover.
That's probably one of... We've looked up like most influential album covers before.
Uh-huh.
Just roaming around one night. And
that's on there.
That's always... That's every list that's
every,
on that.
Even Rolling Stone had this in their top 10.
Yeah, that's...
Even. The Velvet Underground.
That album did not sell well. That's the weird part.
Yeah, it was a commercially didn't do well, but
yeah.
It got resurrected, I think, in the 70s or 80s,
right.
And now
right.
It's
one of those kind of albums.
Yeah, totally. All right, so let's scroll down more. So we're approaching the 70s, and we got some less psychedelic of a theme. It's getting more. The 70s were... To me, a more rougher period in terms of music. I mean, we got punk coming out, we got hard rock, we got, you know, early metal with
early
Black
metal.
Sabbath and Led Zeppelin. So you got more of a rough period,
right?
You know, look at Led Zeppelin 4. You know, very dark cover.
Yeah, yeah.
No print. This album was famous for not having any print on it. The actual album is not even called Led Zeppelin 4. It doesn't have a name. It's just
some guy with hay on his back.
It's just some guy with hay on
his back. Heard that new Led Zeppelin album?
It's the guy with the hay on his back.
I love that.
And now we have reached 1973 with Pink Floyd's release of The Dark Side of the Moon. The Prism. One of the most, if not the greatest, one of my favorite album covers. It is so simple, yet so incredibly just iconic.
Yeah.
It's just funny how so much imagery here. We have Houses of the Holy, which is a Storm
that's
Thorgerson.
That's a crazy album cover.
Cover. I mean, we have these kids in some sort of weird rock land.
Yeah, it's a weird, you know,
like stones or something.
Some girls, some like
naked children.
Some naked children.
And some
classic appeal.
It looks
to,
like Mars or something.
It looks like they're going to like Mordor and they're like walking up the volcano. Like,
yeah.
I see it.
Yeah, but then and then you know, a strong contrast to The Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
Definitely incredible.
It's just black and then a little bit of color, and that's just
it's a tiny bit.
Pure brilliant.
Pure brilliant. It's supposed to reflect good thing that we talked about Houses of the Holy. The person who photographed that cover was Storm Thorgerson, and he did a lot of album covers, and he started with Pink Floyd, and he also did The Dark Side of the Moon.
Right.
And what he wanted to do is that he wanted to reflect the Pink Floyd's light shows with that one.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got some history on that one.
Oh, yeah. You know, keep scrolling down. We've reached the 90s. Nirvana's Nevermind.
Probably the biggest album cover again, yeah.
Another great album cover we got here.
One that you'll see on every list of top 10 album covers.
Oh yeah, you were there the other day. We were in we were talking about how weren't they originally going to choose a girl?
They were originally going to choose a girl, and they were like, that's weird.
Yeah.
And they were like,
yeah, they didn't want they didn't want to mess with that.
Yeah. No. A boy is fine. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Guys get naked all the time.
But yeah, I mean, of course you've seen it. It's their Nirvana baby floating in the water.
Yeah.
I
saw this thing of like album covers right before they were shot.
Oh, really?
It was like, no, it was like a joke. I wish it was real. It was funny. It was just Kurt Cobain just throwing a baby like over a pool. Like it was like 10 seconds before the album cover. Like, and you just see the baby like flying in the air.
No, he's staying at a hotel, and like some chick has like
a baby strolling by, and he's
quick,
by
I need
pool.
Your baby.
He's like, get the camera ready. Just my baby.
Wait, trust me.
No, that'll make sense later. Don't worry. He just runs away.
All right, well.
Doesn't even get the baby out the pool. Just runs away.
Yeah. All right, well, here we are on radio.dominican.edu talking about the greatest album covers. We're going to play for you some Queen tonight, some Somebody to Love. So stay tuned on radio.dominican.edu, and we're playing some more good stuff. Stay tuned.
Somebody, somebody to love. Are you ready? Huh? You ready, brothers and sisters? Somebody's true. we, I tell you.
Theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. That I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope.
All right, that was Somebody to Love by Queen and All My Lovin', the Beatles on The Ed Sullivan Show. All right, some more news for you guys. We got new albums coming out from Madonna, E-40, Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and the All-American Rejects.
No.
They have an album out. They got a new one.
Just when my day was going badly.
Ah.
You break this news on me. And now?
And now we have to buy it.
Now we got to go wait outside the record store for a week.
Yeah.
Because this thing's going to be packed. It's going to be sold out.
I'm definitely bringing my tent over there.
Right. Yeah.
Some blankets.
When they split up, the hurt was so bad, Johnny.
Please don't tell me that.
The hurt was so bad. I don't think I could recover.
Okay, but yeah, so you guys got to check up those stuff. Some other news, The Hunger Games gained over $200 million in the box office. It had the third best opening weekend box office sales of any movie and the biggest of any non-sequel in North America. So, that's great for the series. That is great. I mean, that's awesome because, well, I mean, I like the book. And, you know, this, you know what this means? They're definitely going to release the sequel.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So,
you got to make that money.
So, awesome. All right. So, here we are back on radio.dominican.edu on Music Central. Today we talked about
some album covers.
Yeah, I mean, some amazing album covers like Sgt. Pepper and Dark Side of the Moon, all those great stuff.
All the classics.
All the classics for you guys.
Textbook.
Play some Doors, some Kiss, Queen, and the Beatles. And now we're going to move on to our next segment, which is, and of course, it will be live albums. And if you guys, or live albums, or even just live songs. And if you guys didn't get, you know, the theme of the show, and it has all been live stuff. like I said, that was the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. That was the first time they played on that show, and that show was just as big as. What do you think, Will? What's enormous right now?
What's an enormous live album, or what's enormous in general?
Yeah, a show. To
Hunger
compare.
Games.
No, like TV show that is as big as the Ed Sullivan was.
I don't know of any shows that are big because Ed Sullivan was like the main like.
That was huge.
He was like the only guy. Now we have like hundreds of, or we have like the Fallons and the Conans and Lenos and the Kermit the Frogs
and the Kermit the Frogs
and all these big names out there.
Guy across the street. Hobo that you don't like.
All these people that are coming just, out. That are all coming out, and it's hard to sort of
keep up with it.
Yeah.
Well, let's say it's like the Conan of the 90s.
We'll say the Conan of the... Conan, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because Conan was pretty big in the 90s, wasn't he? I mean, I haven't seen single episode, but I know that he's big.
Yeah, yeah. I think, like, Leno is probably the big guy of, like, talk show. I think he's, like, the quintessential talk show guy, even though I don't like him. You heard me, Leno. If you're listening to this, I know you are. Come at me, bro.
Leno's our biggest listener. I mean,
I heard about that.
Yeah.
He can't actually get to his computer screen because his chin keeps bumping into the screen and knocking it over.
All right. So today we're going to talk about live stuff. And what's incredible about live stuff, especially of the classic era, is that every time amazing band does a live show,
right,
that means that they are going to extend all the hits. They're going to add the best guitar solos. And it is just going to be absolutely wild.
Right.
I mean, one of my personal favorites is Led Zeppelin.
Royal Albert, the 1973.
Yeah, exactly.
Royal Albert.
That
one. Yeah.
We got to love that one.
That one's fantastic.
How the West Was Won. Even their BBC sessions.
The BBC sesh, yeah.
That's considered
all
live.
All the BBC sesh I love, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All that good stuff. I mean, what's amazing about Zeppelin is that they just have such control of their music.
They are well-rehearsed musicians. I bet they did a lot of takes, but they are just so well-prepared. Yeah, it's Led Zeppelin.
You
Let's
gotta,
not even talk about that.
I mean, as a lover of rock and roll, you have seen them. You have seen videos of them live, at least on YouTube, right?
Oh, yeah. And like everything is like so spot on, and it's so tight.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Nothing is loose. It's perfect every time. And that's amazing. And they even find time to improvise. Like, Jimmy and Robert both find time.
Don't even get me started.
Yeah.
even John Bonham, like, I mean he, you know, by the time Moby Dick was out, he had to do that solo.
He had to do that solo, yeah.
He had to do that solo.
And
every
I doubt it
time.
Was that hard. I mean, for him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're looking at
it. Yeah, it's hard.
You're looking at a drummer right here, and yeah, that's pretty. That's like heart surgery,
heart surgery
solo. Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah, you get what you're saying. Yeah, but that's like a Van Halen, Rush sort of, just a band that's tight, and their sound is just perfect. Like they're clean, yeah. And they're rock, and it's so that's hard.
I've seen some Zeppelin like 69, just when they were getting on their feet, and they had a small crowd.
Yeah, that's in the Paris one. The
yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Exactly the one. Exactly the one I'm talking about. That one, they have a pretty small crowd. Some are even sitting on the floor.
Yeah, some are just kind of like chilling there. Just
it looks
like
a small auditorium.
I'm dead on the inside.
Yeah. But Zeppelin is there, and even though they're not Zeppelin,
they're not massive. They are explosive.
This is before Stairway.
This is when Jimmy was using a Telecaster. This is like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is big stuff, yeah.
And you think that this is probably one of their first, you know, tours, but they're just so great. Just, God, man, you just got to
go. So tight.
You got to go on YouTube and look at them. Yeah. The solos are great. And what's amazing about this band when they're live is that they have... They never steal the light of each other. I mean, especially the main guys. I mean, we got John Bonham in the back going, you know, just going crazy, and then we got Jimmy doing his amazing guitar solo, and of course,
Jean-Paul
Jones over there, you know, doing his bass. It's just like such a,
it's perfect. Everything is working well, and yeah.
And but let me also go one that very contrasts them is Pink Floyd, and they have a very interesting you know, live stuff because they are more visual rather than in music.
Right.
I mean, that's one of the things that became popular about them. I saw this video of them back in 1967, and you have, you know, all these freaking lights going on and everywhere, and all this weird lava lamps.
Some light hits a guy in the eye, and he's like, yeah, blind, right, for life. Like,
yeah, we got, yeah, toads and a witch's brew. You know? No, but seriously, they have all these lights going on, and right, it's just a weird acid fest. And
Pink Floyd was visual, man. They were.
Yeah, I mean, just look at, I just mentioned it, just look at the Dark Side of the Moon, right, album cover. It's that's their greatest album cover, their best album, and it represents them live.
And speaking of live, the live at Pompeii.
Pompeii, yeah.
I'm not as well cultured as you. that right there, even though it's very, you know, it's Pink Floyd's music, it's still the scenery, the way they filmed it is brilliant. That's another good way. That's another good example of how Pink Floyd used just this great visual aid that they had.
And if you guys don't know, Live at Pompeii is the live album / movie that the guys did. And they went to Pompeii and they did a live album and movie in a Colosseum.
Right.
Out in the sun. And you just see the boys just playing. And it's just great how they never look at each other. What's funny about it, they just never look at each other. They just go.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite ones is Saucer Full of Secrets. And this song is just, it's just sounds, but they just, one of the most iconic shots is Roger Waters hitting the gong.
The gong, yeah.
You
dong.
Know,
like,
dong.
It's
dong,
at night
dong.
Too, so it's like even spookier because you just see this gong getting hit.
It's, yeah. It's just incredible stuff. And some other great, you know, you just heard Queen, you know,
some other live
great
albums.
Bands. We got Kisses Alive, which was also a good one.
We got Thin Lizzy, Live and Dangerous.
Oh yeah. Tell me about that. You were telling me about that one.
That's a good. That's a great Thin Lizzy album. If you like Thin Lizzy, if you don't like Thin Lizzy, then
yeah. But
if you do like Thin Lizzy, that is the album. I think that was with. I don't think Gary Moore was in that album. They had broken up with him, but The drummer, the original drummer, is amazing. I forget who the main guitarist was, but the two guitarists were working off each other really well the whole time. And Phil Lanoit was like perfect the whole time. He wasn't, you know, drunk or anything. He was just perfect. Yeah. He was great. It's a fun album. It's a fun album.
Good. And of course, we got, you know, at Budokan, Cheap Trick, and just a whole mess of live stuff that you guys definitely have to check out. I recommend looking in the Rolling Stone 500 Greatest Albums of All Time, because they got at least 10 to 15 live albums on their list out of 500. So that's a good place to check.
Right.
Tell me about some awesome bands that you've seen live.
That I've seen live?
Yeah, yeah. You got some stories for us?
I got some stories for you. Well, this one time, dude... I've seen some stuff, man.
I've seen some stuff in those. But do you have...
Let me think here. I shouldn't say oh, there it goes. I saw B.B. King live. That was a little interesting. He's getting old.
Yeah, he's on the older side.
He's on the older side. He's
but
an old
guy. How was his guitar playing? That's what he's known for.
He was good. His band was amazing. His band was very good. I saw Sly and the Family Stone, too.
What? Really?
Yeah. And Sly was out for 10 minutes, and he was like, hello, I'm dying, and then just ran off. He just ran away, and we left early, and we actually saw him in the car driving away.
No way.
Yeah.
You saw Sly.
I saw Sly. He was in the car, and he was like, he stayed out. But the good thing about that was his band, again, was the drummer was insane.
Oh,
the
yeah?
drummer was like, he was watching Sly leave, and he was like, oh, God, okay, fine. And he was just like, the crowd was like, wait, where'd Sly go? And then just right back to the drummer and like, whoa. Like, so they knew what they were doing. You got your money's worth.
Nice.
I've seen...
Damn, those are like Sly
yeah.
like, and the Family Stone. That's like, that's right. huge. That's awesome.
I've seen... Who else have I seen? I've seen Eric Johnson live, if you're a guitar fan.
Oh.
He's a pretty amazing guitarist. Live, he's kind of boring studio-wise, but live, he's... like he's crazy amazing. Who else? I saw Joe Satriani via a Hendrix tribute concert. I saw him.
That's a good guy if you guys are interested in
guitar.
Another, that's a good guy to go to.
Yeah, Satriani is really cool.
A great guy.
Yeah. What about you?
I've seen you know, I've never seen a classic band live. I mean, you saw Sly and B.B. King, but
yeah,
some newer stuff that I've seen at Outside Lands, I saw Wolf Mother.
Really?
They were great. I mean, people always say there's terrible music out today, but I mean,
you gotta look for it,
and I looked well, and I saw Wolf Mother, and they were just fantastic. I mean, their music already on the studio stuff is just wild, right. But you got to see them live. They're incredible. They haven't made anything yet, so they aren't really doing anything live. But I'm so glad I got to see them at Outside Lands. They were incredible. They did a Who cover and an Adores cover. So
it makes sense.
That was great. And, you know, Woman was incredible. Just everything. Great guitarist. Great vocals. I saw the Strokes.
Did you?
Yeah. I saw the Strokes. They were headlining at Outside
Lands.
That's right. They were great live.
I'd imagine. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you gotta love the Strokes.
They can't put on a good show. They got too much going for them to put on a bad show. Yeah.
Yeah. They're great. And I, you know, now that I think about it, I haven't seen many bands live. And then I saw one of my personal favorite bands is Girls. I saw them twice. They were great live. It was great to see the music come together of some of the live stuff. I mean, of their studio ones. And I'm also seeing The Wall, and it's going to be my first classic artist that I'm going to see. I'm so excited for that. And I'm going to Outside Lands this year.
We are going to Outside Lands this year,
so I'm hoping that Jack White is going to stop by.
He will.
I'm hoping that Paul McCartney might stop by.
We'll talk to him.
Yeah, yeah. we're gonna convince him.
We'll convince him. Yeah.
And I
please.
I really want to see Arcade Fire. I really want to.
Oh yeah.
I really want to see. I wanted to see the White Stripes, and they broke up. And but yeah, just some of the highlights for Wolf Mother, the Strokes.
All right. You want to know who I've seen live, actually. You want to take a guess who the best performer I've ever seen live was?
Are they classic or new?
Kind of classic. A little bit. They'd be
like 80s.
80s.
Was it? Is it Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw it. Yeah. You saw Prince.
I was like in the sixth row with my mom.
Oh, man.
And it was just me and these large Filipino women, and I was like the only one who knew the words. Except for them, too. Like, they were like, I was like connected with these like big women that just loved Prince too, and I was like, I do too. Like,
yeah, that's incredible. I mean, I'm sure he played the hits, right?
He killed it. God, Prince. You gotta stop it, Prince.
If you're interested in seeing Prince, go see him live. But
he's a good live performer.
Yeah. Some good stuff for you. All right, so we're gonna play one more song for you here on radio.dominican.edu. This has been Music Central. I'm glad to have you guys here. Tune in next week. We're gonna have a great show for you guys. Enjoy some Led Zeppelin Live.
We'll be right back. was kind.